A proposed redevelopment of the Homestead Inn in Banff rejected by the Developmental Appeal Board. There were a couple of opposing submissions.
This was one of the most complicated appeal hearings that I've been able to sit through. In Banff, the Appeal Court of Canada has determined that it is the Banff Management Plan that has authority over planning and development decisions. And that means that if planning at the Town of Banff or the Municipal Planning Commission, which is their development authority, approves something and there's something in the management plan that contradicts with it.
And that's the Parks Canada
management
plan?
That's the Parks Canada management plan. That the Parks Canada plan takes precedence. And
it's kind of a weird thing to be in a municipality living under two different sets of rules, I guess.
Exactly. And the management plan written in 2010 is more of a strategic guide. So what ended up happening with this particular development proposal, there was a clause in there that stated that no new commercial development in downtown commercial districts will occur above the second story. There comes down a lot of interpretation. What is development? The town of Banff's land use bylaw defines development as almost anything that you're doing to a building. You could be painting the windowsill outside and that could, it's a bit facetious, but could be considered development.
And the fact that the homestead's already more than two stories.
But that's just it. What is development? What is redevelopment? Right. What's new development? This matter is one example of how, as Banff goes into the future, any new major developments are going to have to go through this kind of a process. And it also means that Parks Canada needs to do something about this clause. This clause is just way too vague.
So what's next? I mean, does Fuji Starlight Express have any recourse to go back to the drawing board and try something new here? Or
I think that was the message that DAB wanted to send, along with the fact that due to the really weird configuration of the lot, it being occupied by two different owned businesses and being in two land use districts, it needs to be subdivided. Fuji Starlight Express could appeal it to the Court of Appeal, but my gut's telling me they're going to go back to the drawing board, work with planning. And I think one of the clear messages is that some of the variances were not appropriate, as well as the pedestrian walkway through the lobby of the hotel. No one who is not a guest of that hotel is going to use that lobby easily, or unless you know it's there. I mean, you could have signage, but connectivity, pedestrian throughways, the alleys of Banff, it should be done better.